Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I never get over like the intro song. I never get the drop right. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Hope you brought your suntan lotion for this Wednesday. It's Wednesday, so you know here at AfterBuzz, it means it's time to make some terrible decisions.
Yes.
And continue on with the relationships of strangers that married at first sight. Hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Mike Thielen. We're excited to have you guys here. We're still not live, but we're reading all your comments. We got some cool shout-outs of our friends leaving comments down below. But first, before we get into the craziness of tonight's episode, we finally got past the weddings. Now we get into the meat. We get some of the good stuff. We introduce the rest of the panel, talking the truth. My name, like I said, is Mike Thielen. I am one half of Team Married. My partner, the other half of Team Married, Takira.
His better half.
Who's also had a birthday.
Yes. Yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Why, thank you, Lenny Chef.
Oh, no, she didn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, she didn't. Don't make Mr. Hollywood, I get you.
Let us move to the other side of the table. Team Single.
Woo-woo!
And faking happiness is Ken.
Yes, faking happiness.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well.
You doing good? And next to him is the other half of Team Single, Lanisha.
Yes, and definitely pure happiness.
Cooking for one.
Cooking for one.
But still cooking.
But hey, Keith, if you ever want to call me from last season.
Poor Keith. Poor Keith. Guys, we're going to get into all the craziness that happened today. Like we said, we finally got out of the weddings, which is always kind of, everybody's super nice at the weddings, of course. We're all cordial. Now, especially this season, I don't know what the matchmakers were thinking, because we got into some crap tonight. It'd be fantastic. But overall, I'm going to start at the end of the table. Nisha, what do you think overall of tonight's episode?
I'm so disappointed. My power couple, why?
Dreams are crashing and burning. Ken?
A little bit disappointed, but also a lot of our predictions were right.
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
TK?
100%. And I called the end. We'll talk about it.
I'm excited. See, usually I love Married at First Sight and I love hosting this show because I love talking with you guys and I love talking with the fans. To be honest, a lot of times the show drags for a while and we talk about it. I think our show is more fun than the actual show.
Oh, yes.
Especially with 2 hours. 2 hours is a lot of stuff to watch. But tonight's episode for me really delivered.
It was really good.
We got into some nasty stuff right away.
Usually,
it's like episode 6 or 7 when the gloves start coming off. You see who these people really are. Tonight, they were really bringing it. I want to start, guys, right off the bat with the nice people because they're the least interesting to talk about.
The
they
nice
really are.
People.
They really are. I want to start
the
right
ones
away.
Got it going on.
With Jessica and Austin.
Yes.
To me, Jessica and Austin.
I literally had no notes. Pure happiness.
They, to me, seem like the nicest couple. And we'll break this down because the first half of the episode is what always happens. They wake up, all the couples, they wake up after their wedding night, and they awkwardly have to speak to each other's extended family, right?
Right.
So I got to talk to my new in-laws, and she has to talk to new in-laws. So they go. He sits with her twin and husband, or sorry, twin and the twin's husband,
right,
which is really confusing if you just married a stranger and now you're sitting across from another person who looks just like her.
Right.
And of course, she goes and talks with the family. I just thought it was all great.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was. And shout out to Keisha Perrier, who calls them Jostin. So we got a new name.
Jostin is a good couple name. Jostin's a good couple name.
I like it.
Yes.
Jostin.
This is honestly the couple for me. Like, okay, don't disappoint me like Eminem now. You're my only hope. I love you guys, Jostin. I love y'all.
Well, because seemingly the only opening for drama with them is that his mom is extremely overprotective, right? She's a very mama's boy. But they seem to really love her, and why not? She seems like a perfect wife. She's very in. She's ready to be married. She's in there, in it to win it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They are the king and queen of awkwardness, and they were magically put together to be awkward together, and it's beautiful.
And they like each other.
Yeah.
And they're very self-aware about the awkwardness.
I was just about to say.
That's what ruins it. If one person's super awkward.
No, I was just about to say, you hit it on the nose. Like, they're so aware of the awkwardness that it makes it so good, because it's almost like they're bragging that I can be myself. I can be myself in this relationship. And there's no better feeling than being able to just be yourself and not worry about, you know, anything else. It's
There's something inherent in that nerdiness, that awkwardness, where as a friend or as a family member, if I'm looking at the other person and say, okay, you, as opposed to some of the other couples we're talking about, you look very genuine. You look like an honest, genuine person. You look like you're being yourself. You don't have a facade. And that's the message I get from seeing them.
I like seeing them in bed. It's just, it's so cute and awkward.
It's awkward,
it's
cute.
Just like, it's like when she was randomly laughing and he didn't like make her feel bad about it. He just laughed with her. You could tell he wanted to cuddle her. But he didn't know what to do with his hand. That poor, he's just so adorable.
Just putting it on her.
Even when undoing the buttons, it was just like he was just awkward with
it. He was like, I checked out her butt. I really like it.
Somebody who does know what they're doing with his hands is our producer, Jonathan, switching the cameras for us.
Yeah, all the time. Yes. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Another member of Team Happily Married.
Yes.
There you go. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I'm just trying to break stuff back here.
Okay. Well, don't break it, because we need to keep rolling, because next we got to talk about the other twosome, who I think is setting up for success right now, is Katie and Derek.
Katie
and Derek found out something very personal about Katie today. Allergic to latex, Ken.
Oh my God. Lie.
Supposedly.
Lies.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Do we think this is legit, or is she just ready for a kiss? She's like, yeah, no, I can't use condoms. Just too bad for us.
She's ready to receive.
Right.
She's
ready to get them babies. Okay?
All the gifts that Derek has to offer.
I feel like TK acted like you had never heard of that affliction before.
No, I just immediately go into this whole, like, dead animal it's a little TMI. But I was like, they don't have a vegan option? Like,
yeah, you gotta go sheepskin condoms.
Somebody should come up with that. Mm. Somebody should, you know, a sheep or a lamb has to die so that people can get it on.
They are super cute. She seems very into it. When I first met this couple, I didn't think he was going to be so into it, but I think he's about it. I think he's cute, and I like the height differential. That's cute.
Yeah.
Lanisha?
I liked how he asked permission from the dad. That gave him major brownie points, and I have some people to shout out who have two different opinions. So Tamika Francis said, I think Derek and Katie are not mature enough for the more Katie than Derek, though, as far as their maturity. Mm. But Rachel Heller says, I think that K and D will last.
Okay. Yeah, I
have to respectfully disagree. I don't think that they'll last, but I think it's really cute for right now.
I think they're looking really good. Let's get into their little meetings. She meets with his family. This, to me, was awkward. Very awkward. Where I think it was his mom was basically like, look, we're divorced. Your parents got divorced. What are you going to do to not make the same mistakes we did? I was like, I don't know. Did you think you were making mistakes going into the marriage? Like, how could you even ask that question? And I loved it. I think it was his sister that just gave the biggest eye roll. Like, what are you doing? This is a fake reality show. Calm down. Just let everybody
like you're
just be
doing
happy.
The most.
That's what, and we talk about this every season, too. What is the actual length, do you guys think, of the reality right? If you're this family going into it, would you be super harsh and asking these crazy harsh questions and stuff? Or would you just be wrong? Like, look, they're having fun. They're on the show. They're basically dating, which is the only thing that I agreed with Michael on for this whole episode. And he said, we're basically dating. It's true. You don't know each other. So yeah. if you brought a significant other or somebody you just went on, like, a date with for the third time, your parents wouldn't be grilling them like crazy, right?
Not maybe on a dating aspect, but for this, like, you're married, like, I would want my family to ask all the hard questions.
Like, yeah. Hit them with it. I'm the only one that I feel like that separates it. Like, in my head, it's like, they're not really married. They're on an 8-week, like, trial
run. Well, I need you to get with the program,
okay?
Mike.
I am married.
This is real.
Sorry.
No, I wouldn't be telling all my family business, like, how they were, like, well, she divorced, they divorced.
You know what? I think, her question may have seemed a little extreme, like, okay, well, what are you going to do not to mess this up?
How do you even know that? Like, she didn't know she messed her own relationship up when she got into it. Yeah, no one's going into it thinking that.
I think at that moment, though, it may have just been, like, I think the question just came out wrong. Like,
yeah.
If she would have asked, like, what are some things that you're kind of leading into, or some expectations, or what are some things that you want to do in order to make this marriage last? Mm. So things like communicating. Like, my husband and I have something called couch time, where you actually have time that you're completely real with one another, no matter the circumstance, which is kind of tough. But we have...
You have to ask Sydney about this.
I know, right? You sit on the couch and you let it all out. No phones, no whatever. Wow. But things like that, like, you have couch time, okay, I'm going to have date nights once a month, twice a month. Like, things that, like, when people say marriage is hard work, that's the work behind it. The work is the intentionality. Like, you actually have a plan. You don't just wake up and say, all right, I'm going to be married today and it's going to be amazing.
That's our couples did, though.
Nothing's bad's happening in the marriage. That's when I'd be like, what's up? What's going on? Oh, y'all a little too.
That's something else to talk about. But
his mom cracks me up, too, because she's also the one who, right before they got married, she was basically crying to him saying, I don't want to lose you. But this is the woman who moved to South America or whatever, like, literally almost as far away from him as you could possibly get. She's sweet. I'm sure they're all well-intentioned. And he, just like Lanisha brought up, sits with her family. And I feel like the show is trying to make Dante a character, her dad, into something that he's really not. He seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
But the show is kind of trying to push, to me, this edit of overprotective dad, kind of scary, whatever. But,
he's not.
And he took him outside and he asked a question. I thought that was cool, Ken.
That's pretty cool. He definitely has that hard shell, but inside he's all mushy and gushy.
And it seems like he really reacted really, really well to it. And we hear later in the episode, you know, Derek's saying that he has a crush on his wife.
That was super sweet. That was so cute. And it was natural. It's a natural feeling, like, not to be like, oh my gosh, I'm in love. Keep in mind, y'all are strangers. So I thought it was very cute that he had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Right.
It's natural for some people that we'll talk about.
Hello.
Wow.
I was thinking the same thing right when I said it.
Yeah. Well, you know who we have crushes on?
Who do we have crush on?
Everybody watching us right now. Because we love each and every one of you. And Ken, send them some special love.
Yes. This is all the love for all of our crushes. We want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. You're watching us on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe if you're not already subscribed. If you're listening on iTunes, give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Comment. Keep those comments going. Shout out to Sandals MB, JN, Lisa Morris, 1966. We see y'all. Now let's get back to these newlyweds.
Hollywood.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Hollywood. Man. We need to get back to live streaming for you guys because I want to see you guys in the chat and the comments. Now we're going downhill. So,
those are nice and sweet.
Now let's just jump out the plane and pull the ripcord. We're going to start with Taylor and Brandon.
Oh, God.
Taylor and Brandon, we had high hopes for right off the bat. To me, it's much more a problem with him. She is an intense person. Let's actually just start out there. I think she's an intense, intimidating person in general. She's beautiful. She's got a real legit job, a legit side hustle. She's got big goals and aspirations. It's intimidating to walk into, right?
I would say intimidating
what were you thinking of saying?
Oh, no, I was thinking intense, but intense would get like, oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know I would say she would be intimidating to an insecure man.
Yes.
Now, Tamika Francis, she says she knows she's probably the only one that likes Brandon. And Tamika, yes, you're the only one that likes Brandon.
Yeah. I got to agree. There is something off. And I'm still going with what me and Ken said earlier. Like, he's insecure. He's weak. Like, something. He's not happy within himself. He needs to get all that checked. But there is just something else. But I 100% think that his insecurity is going to come into play. And one thing that I'm trying to find out who mentioned it, but they mentioned a good point about careers being such a big part of this process. Like, I know they talk about the careers, but sometimes careers aren't always a good thing because they are in that realm of alcohol or in like partying or social and whatever the case may be. And it's almost like, one, you understand, but then, two, you understand. Well, you understand what really goes on at these events. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to kind of really... I think that's messing with Brandon's mind.
I can't see Brandon turning up at a party anyway.
I'm just trying to figure out, what are we not getting from the camera? Because clearly Taylor's seeing some things that I'm not seeing. Every time she comments about him, like saying, wow, he's a chatterbox. Like, wow, he does this and this. Yeah. And I'm just like... Are we not seeing it?
That to me is she just being her bubbly, optimistic, fantastic self? Mm-hmm. You get them sitting with the families, right? She sits with his mom and aunt. This was another awkward one because right off the bat, these two women are staring her down. And in my mind, I'm going, she's not the problem in this relationship. You should be overjoyed for this woman.
Hello.
She's amazing, right? But they question her a little bit. It seemed a little bit intense, but I think it got to a totally fine place.
Yeah.
He sits with the women in her life and it was just terrible. Like, you're trying to make a good impression, right?
Sorry,
yeah,
I just woke up.
What are you talking about? And then he came out with, well, dating as millennials hard. You know, we just don't like commitment. Wrong thing to say to a girl's relatives right off the bat. You know, and that's not even true. It's not even true.
Speak for yourself, Brandon.
Weird generalization, right?
Right. I just like, tell him, Ken.
Speak for yourself, Brandon.
It's just weird. And you can understand where they're coming from, especially if these women in her life are experiencing Brandon as... I don't want to be mean, but just let's just say low energy and like not seeming really into it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas she is, Taylor's just super
bubbly,
outgoing. So you can see the reassurance that they want.
I think she's just trying to be nice. I think Taylor is trying to look at the glass half full.
Mm-hmm.
And she is so focused on trying to just look at this in a positive light and do the best she can. And, oh, I love my husband. I love the way that all this turned out. It's not completely horrible. Sometimes you just gotta, like, the realness is gonna sit in, and she's gonna be like, wow, this fool is not as great as I hoped for him to be.
And I feel like his mom and his auntie was giving her some red flags. 100%. I feel like they were low-key, like, warning her, like, well, you gotta watch him. Don't be afraid to say this and that. I was kind of looking like, girl, that's the warning sign. Run. Run for your life.
Mm-hmm. They gave her a bag of red flags.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
This is what you're dealing with. I don't know what you want to do. But here, you can't say we didn't tell you.
It wasn't good. And we're gonna leave them for a second and move on. Because at least we could give him the benefit of the doubt. And maybe he's, again, just low energy and shy on camera and all this kind of stuff. Now we're going to the last two who are, it's just a wreck, right? Flip a coin for who's worse. We're going to go Mika and Michael first. Because, wow. So, okay. He made it weird to me right off the bat, going back to the room after the wedding night and seemingly being scared of helping her with her buttons off the dress. That was weird and awkward. Like, you don't have to be super like sex, 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 but it's just helping the woman out of her dress. It's not that big a deal.
I thought he was joking with that part.
It seemed like cooties.
Well, no, like in their vows, they said he has a very particular sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I think that was his way of being very dry humor, sarcastic humor.
Yeah.
It was just not funny to some
misplaced.
People.
Misplaced.
Like, it was just misplaced. But, woo, him in this episode, I was, when he is a...
Well, don't skip to the honeymoon just yet.
No.
Okay.
Him in this episode... go.
Well, I have some comments where people were already calling it with them. From Yvonne, Dolores said, it was startling to me that Mika talked about having a baby so soon after she just met him. Michael used wisdom. I think Mika will be bossy and have kids soon will be an issue for her.
Mm. Well, okay. She doesn't so like to try foods. They seem right off the bat with this episode as not being on the same page. He wakes up early. She don't want to wake up. He's got breakfast going, like, right away. That's kind of annoying her. So we get a little bit of tension. And then they meet with the families. She meets with a ton of the people in his life. It seemed like 15 people. It was aggressive.
That was four.
It was a lot. No. There was more than four.
There was five.
It seemed like more. I don't know. It seemed like a lot against her.
A lot of plus ones.
The men kind of grilled her. Not too bad. He meets with the women in her life, and right off the bat, have you cheated?
Ooh.
I was like, whoa, that's real personal and kind of none of your business. I thought, I don't know, try to defend him a little bit because he doesn't do good the rest of the episode. But I was like, that's very intense just to ask somebody right off the bat. Like my whole thing. Is when they go to these in-law meetings, right? Mm-hmm. And the in-laws start to really question them, motives, what are you here for? It's like, yo, your family member is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, do they have good intentions? Then there's no reason to think this person doesn't. It's the same analogy as, well, I'll never find anybody going out to bars because there's no good people in bars. Well, you're in a bar. Are you a good person? Then obviously yes, right? So, I don't know. What did you think of the questioning?
Yeah, I think that was more of a question that she should have asked him, like more between them two than the parents asking that question. I don't think like talking about his past in that type of way is getting to know him personally
it's
now.
It's judging him right off the bat.
Yeah. And he said it was an emotion, like he was very honest about it. It was emotional cheating.
Right.
Cheating's cheating, but still like I feel like that was more personal for them.
It was an unfair question. Yeah. And even to, I would want to know the background with it. Like, okay, it was emotional cheating. Like, it's just too much, too many layers to it.
Like, what led to it, because I think the most important thing is what did you learn from it? And what are you doing to change that around? What have you done to learn from it? What have
How
you done to get better?
How old were you?
How old were you?
13.
Okay, they automatically said, you cheated. We're done.
Yeah. And it was like, out of nowhere. It was kind of out of left field that kind of accosted him.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like the way that they came about it was like instant judgment. So, Ken, you hit a nail on the head. Follow-up questions.
They set up kind of for us the rest of the episode with them by saying, if you come at him... He tends to shut down.
Mm. So I'm telling push him.
Push him.
Yeah.
So I'm calling it right now. The constant discussion for this couple is, because we're going to get into their honeymoon, is Michael actually not interested? Or is this his way of almost passively aggressive reacting to her because she is very strong and can be aggressive?
Are we talking about the honeymoon?
I think it's going to be for the rest. Well, I'm going to go through our final
point.
Garbage storm of a couple with the last, but then the honeymoon. I think for the whole season
them,
it's going to be him looking like this, and it can come off as he's not interested and he's getting angry and shutting down, or is that him trying to completely diffuse and just, you know what I mean?
It's diffuse. I think he's very attracted to her. I've seen a lot of comments, a lot of people saying he's not attracted, blah, blah, blah. I think he is attracted. I just think the strong woman, like he's surrounded himself with strong women before. Like he grew up.
Yep.
So it's almost like, how do you combat that? Because it's now time, maybe in his head, he's thinking, well, I'm the man now. I'm a husband. I'm like, when do I get my power?
Right.
So I think he's battling with that, even though he grew up with that. But I 100%, like, can I say what I was going to say earlier?
Yes.
I was like, say it.
He is 100% a D-I-C-K. Like, it's on his face. Mm. I feel like all of these amazing things and before she even brought up the camera thing, in the back of my mind, I'm like, and Ken said it too, he was like, I don't like how he's looking right now. Like, his facial expressions, before they had that conversation, like, it blows my mind. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree that what she's saying is 100% true. And he wouldn't even flat out say yes or no.
Okay.
It killed me. He has some problems that he's hiding off camera. He is not a good person.
It was more than just shutting down. Like, I feel
disrespect.
Like, yeah. And you could tell he was trying to calm himself down. Not just shutting down, because you could tell with his hands, moving his hands like this. Like, he was ready.
Well, we're going to get into the crux of their argument, which is sex, essentially, at the end. Let's talk about Mindy and Zach real quick. Right after the wedding. So this is another couple where I said right off the bat, and I watched the episode last week by myself because I wasn't here.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make things like super awkward, but are you going to continue to review while I'm sitting beside you?
TK got me so good. I was going to do that joke on Ken, and I totally forgot to do it.
I saw exactly what you were doing.
I can't wait to watch that back, because you got me really good. I was like, what did I do? What?
Mike was really looking like,
I was like, what? Oh, no. I'm in trouble. I was thinking last week. That was fantastic.
Watch the episode if you haven't.
Love it.
If you didn't catch that in the bathroom, Mindy and Zach, go back and rewind.
Amazing.
It was great.
I thought right off the bat, this guy is not interested in her.
100%.
I see him influencer, Instagram, fitness. I'm going to take my shirt off as much as I possibly can.
And he is.
And he has. And she walked down the aisle. She's beautiful, but she is not like plastic Barbie.
Right.
And not what I would think to see with him, or necessarily what he's into. Mm. And I said, it's just not, he's not attracted to her, right?
Mm-hmm. And I hate to sound so shallow, because it's not 100% about looks, but let's be real. We are human. You
it's
need
not.
To be attracted to your spouse. So I hate to give him that and just put that label on him, but 100% we called it.
No, and this doesn't make sense to me. Lanisha, I said, why don't the experts, and when you're going through this process, why don't you see a board of 50, show me 50 women, right?
Yeah.
And I'll circle the ones I'm physically attracted to. So at least they have something to go on. Because when you see that person right down the aisle, if the physical attraction isn't there, especially in this truncated timeline, right? That's got to be there for it to work, right?
I think Takara called it out there when she was talking about, oh, maybe they were just listening to the physical part. That's all they were listening to, and that's how they matched them. Same way you guys were talking about with careers. That's all that they matched them. But there's other things that are important.
Right.
Well, and when I say physical, I mean he works out, she works out.
Yeah.
And, like, that's
figure
it.
Skating. And
like, there's no...
Yeah.
And there's no give or take. Like, she gives him all the compliments all day, every day. And he's just like, okay, thank you.
She gives them an overflow of compliments.
Absolutely.
It's an overbag.
Absolutely.
Compliment.
Because
I would be like, and me?
She's very attracted to him, right? She's very attracted, and she seems like such a very sweet, nice, giving person that she's willing. She's really looks like she's completely into this. You know, we're going to go back to the Bachelor podcast. She's here for the right reasons. She's lauding praise and stuff. And I feel like you saw that when they when they meet the in-laws, because she's talking to them and she's just so bubbly and nice. Mm-hmm. And you can tell this is the kind of girl that his family wants him to be with.
100%.
Yes. Right? Not the girls he's bringing home. This is the girl they want.
Even with her question, it was like, how do I get to his heart?
Yeah.
Like, she was so into it. But Rachel Heller, she called it like, Zach is totally into appearance and he seems shallow.
Like, though, kudos and gold star. We don't do the gold star anymore. But gold star award goes to Shani, Mindy's friend. Because instantly saw it. She was like, one thing that I was worried about, especially after meeting him, was that Mindy would fall head over heels. And she was like, oh, your career. She instantly called it.
She like, called it. She was just like, I'm not sure, 100% sure about you.
He didn't say anything.
This is going to be a win-win.
He didn't say anything to dissuade that opinion either.
Right.
That he's not trying to get Instagram followers and stuff like that.
He didn't
flat out say, no, absolutely not. Hey, I'll shut my Instagram. You know, none of that, right?
It's like he anticipated it, because did you say a grin afterwards? He's like, here it comes. Yeah, you're right.
And so the two friends, especially Shani, really grills him. And, you know, I thought it was a little bit extra. I thought they were going it pretty hard, but it's deserved. It's deserved based on everything else we know.
It was right on the dot. And I think what Mindy's afraid of is her family being right. Because they didn't show up. They didn't support it. So I think she really doesn't want to go home being like, this, you guys were right. This didn't work. So I think that's why she's so like forcing it.
That's
more.
A really good point. Yeah.
I think she's 100% blinded by I think she went into this thing with low standards. And then when she saw him, she was like, whoa, I did not expect to do this. Hell no. And then completely blinded, instantly blinded.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
horrible job experts.
Bust out your hubby and wifey t-shirts because now we're going on our honeymoon. Was I the only one disappointed in Panama? I mean, I'm sure Panama's gorgeous, but I was like, well, tropics, Caribbean, Hawaii, something. Are they? Because they got five couples now. Is that why they...
They're on
the same PJ. Panama, I'm like, canal, that's really cool. You get the passage through, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't see it as a honeymoon. Anyway...
Man.
They all get there. Lanisha was pumped for the fruit in champagne that they got.
I was thirsty. I wanted some.
We still didn't get any in the studio. But they all kind of meet up. And I don't think the men and women have seen each other at this point. Rather, like the women and the men have separately met in their little bachelor and bachelorette parties. Right? But this is the first time they're kind of seeing everybody with each other.
Yeah, not afterward. They haven't had the fun of all the men go here and all the women go there.
Which well, they did in The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
No, I mean after
post.
The fact.
Right, so post that's when we get wedding. That's when the real turn is going to happen. But right off the bat, we see them all start to mix, and immediately can couples see Mika and Michael like walking on opposite ends of the group from each other.
Everybody calls it out. Everybody calls it out, and it was it's disturbing. It's like, okay. But you find out that they had an argument
I
on
was
the
about
plane.
Say, as soon as I saw it, I was like, tension. They had an argument.
Yeah, you said it before they even brought that scene up.
Right. I was like, ooh, they had an argument.
Again, she was big mad.
I think let's just get the rest of these out of the way because I don't want to run out of time. Yeah. Katie and Derek, Jessica and Austin, same kind of fun, cute stuff in the honeymoon suite, right? I'm excited for the night. Maybe we'll have sexy time, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Taylor and Brandon, kind of more of the same stuff. You know, he's super attracted to her, but like, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Let's just get into the last two. Mika and Michael fight on the plane where Mika is saying, look, off camera, you're completely different. Off camera on the plane, you said if we didn't have sex by the end of the honeymoon, then the relationship is over.
Oof.
And but on camera, he's very, to her relatives and everything, I'm leaving that up to her. I'm not in a rush to have sex or consummate the marriage. It's all on her time, blah, 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 blah. Who are we believing?
Obviously her. Like, why would she have to lie? Yes.
And he definitely didn't deny Mika. It.
Yeah.
And he said yes and no.
Yes and no. Right.
How do you bubble that in on this
camera? I don't know how you
because the cameras are still watching them.
Exactly. And he's trying so hard not to explode, you can tell, but she's letting him have it because she knows she is protected. Hello.
Yeah.
If I get hurt, y'all are paying me double.
And we've said this in seasons past. A lot of these people are not ready to have camera crews following them 24/7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's very easy at your wedding to have a good time and to put on a good face. Then you're still in the mode of trying to look good for the camera. So a lot of people, I think Mike got caught in this. He's not being 100% honest because he still wants to look good for the camera. Let's talk real quick before we go to our final couple. What do we think about the sex timeline? Because this comes up every season, right? He's saying by the end of the honeymoon, do we think there should be some kind of...
I love it.
Should there be some kind of sex timeline on this relationship?
That's going to make me not want to have sex with you.
Exactly. No.
Okay.
Don't give me a timeline.
Okay. So let me break it down further.
Hold on.
Not necessarily stated... But should there be an intrinsic or some kind of thought?
An expectation?
Yes, great.
I feel like it should just naturally come, like, whenever it comes, whether it comes. There's no too soon, too late.
You're all,
yeah.
Because you look like you're about to explode with something.
I'm like him, I'm about to explode.
No, I gotta hear this.
No, but, I mean, I don't think it should naturally happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be a time, it shouldn't be like, by the end of we leave Panama, I should have those draws. Like, no, it shouldn't be that.
But if somebody says, within the 8-week period, we need to do it at least once, or else I'm not going to know whether or not I'm going to be satisfied with your sex for the rest of my life.
Yes. That's where I was ultimately going to go with this.
I mean, that is constantly disputed between, like, virgins who get married, like, people who wait until they're married. Like, that's a hot topic.
Yes.
It's almost like if you're not satisfied physically, then what happens? You can't just get a divorce. Like, if you believed in waiting for the marriage,
yeah,
you're not going to believe in getting a divorce because the sex is horrible. Mm-hmm. And then things like people cheat. They right. have, they venture out to different things, like right. different toys, different avenues. Maybe that person's not good. Like, this needs
different
to be
toys?
Talked about.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, so, like mm-hmm. there's other ways to be pleasured. I don't think that there needs to be a timeline, but 100% there needs to be a conversation. You need to let me know what you like, what you dislike, what your expectations are. And whatever I tell you, you need to be okay with it because I'm hearing you out on the same avenue.
That's different than a timeline, though. Like,
yeah,
even
no,
if, I feel like even if someone were to tell me, like, okay, we have 8 weeks to go, that would be on my mind. All right, in this eight weeks, okay.
Right.
Like, it would just be on my mind. I wouldn't be into it.
This is what came up last season with Keith and Iris, right? Iris, super big virgin. We got it. Every episode was thrown in our face of her virginity. Great.
Yeah.
My whole thing was, again, no timeline, not an express timeline.
Right.
But to me, in at least, let's just say they're dating. Forget that they're married. In dating, probably by the end of 2 months, if you're adults, you would have had sex at that point. Probably. That's fine. Not everybody does. That's fine.
I think
probably a good amount
possible.
Of people. Probably. Right. If you're that kind of person, I think it's not unreasonable. Yeah. And I think if you're going to actually take this seriously, that we are now going to be married for mm-hmm. real, for you're taking it serious. And on that eighth week, you're actually making the life decision. I think.
At least let me see it. Like, let me see it. Let me feel it to at least have an idea on whether or not I'm going to be pleased for the
rest of our
lives. I
thought you were disagreeing with me. You sound like you're agreeing with me now.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying you have to have sex in the 8 week period, because at the end of the day, if I'm not going to be with you for the rest of my life and this is all just kind of a test anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get another notch on the belt for no reason. Like, okay. I 100% I want to see it. There's other ways that we can tell. Like Katie and Derek said, it got really heavily heated, but they didn't take it the whole
right,
way.
Right.
Give me something.
I feel like that's going to be a tease.
That's fair.
Like,
I don't know about
that's,
you guys, but I feel like seeing something is going to be a tease.
Back me up. Teases can be beneficial.
It can, because she might have rubbed it. She might have, she might have got a little fell for it or something.
At least
you know.
Ken's willing to be real with me. Hey,
I'm proud to you.
I think if you're taking it serious, by the end of the 8 weeks, this would be something that you would do. Because if you're really going to say, we're going to stick this out, the sexual chemistry mm-hmm. has to be there.
And I think that's what Mika was talking about. She clearly wants to. It's only natural.
Have.
But
she
the timeline's the only thing that was like, and don't tell me that
right.
I have to, because now we have a problem.
You get none.
But no one,
you get
nothing. No one in any situation would want to hear that.
100%.
If we don't have sex within the next week, we're going to break up. I mean,
100%.
How unattractive and unromantic could you get?
And you are completely
right.
not valuing what I have to bring to the table.
Okay.
Like, looking at me as a piece of object rather than...
Yeah.
Just let it naturally happen.
And even with the body count, like, I mean, this is your wife, this is your husband, so, I mean,
right.
it doesn't really count, because, I mean, even if y'all don't stay together, you still mm-hmm. have an ex-wife, you have an ex-husband, so if you go to a new relationship,
wow.
it's like, oh yeah, I was married before.
Oh.
So it's like, even if you say, oh, we didn't have sex, it's like, no, I don't believe
that.
Yes. So,
right, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think about that either.
So have sex before the end of the 8 weeks.
Come on now, single person teaching the married person.
I'm with it.
You teaching the single person over here too, but hey, I'm glad
he
gets points.
He was basically, had just been a jerk off the bat. Let's round this whole nonsense out with Mindy and Zach. So they get there. Again, Zach, to me, the whole time has had this facade on of a very fake smile and whatever. And you know, they get in the hotel room, and essentially, to boil it down, it's time to go to bed. The intimacy level is not there. Mindy is seeing the other couples be very affectionate, and it seems like the other relationships are going faster than theirs, which is okay.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Perfectly fine.
But it's making her feel a little bit weird. And then Zach comes out with that weird, are you going to talk to me while I wash my face? That just made no sense whatsoever. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, because in the edit, right after he said that, they played the terrible music, and I said, okay, well, maybe they're editing it and it's weird. Nah, because then, right, he gets on her about not taking a shower and being oily in the bed, And then right after that, we know the cameras go away, and he basically confides in her that he's completely not attracted to her. He's not building any attraction.
He was already saying that on camera, like saying, "Oh, I'm not gonna cuddle with you."
His face was saying it.
His face was saying it. But 100% day of the wedding,
yeah,
I called that he was going to be another Luke and Kate, not necessarily having sex and not telling
anyone. Because you called them having sex and not telling anyone.
You did. Oh, Luke and Kate.
Yes,
yeah, I did. 100%. I did.
Yeah, that was freaky accurate.
But I called Zach telling her off camera how he really feels. I'm like, her heart is going to be broken and we are going to hear the same thing. They're not going to have sex because he probably won't let himself. He will be embarrassed if he meets a model and she's super attracted. They're like, oh, you're the guy that, oh, had sex with that girl on.
He's got wandering eye with
her. He 100% has wandering eye.
Kim?
Hey, he not feeling it. Yeah. We know he hasn't been feeling it. His body language is just everything.
The way he responds. So he doesn't respond.
Which, the ironic thing for him, is if this guy came on the show to increase his Instagram following, it is just going to completely negatively affect. It's kind of like if y'all watched The Bachelor and you got Jed from Hannah's season.
Yeah.
He came on to try to make his music career happen. It just crashed and burned because he realizes people are jerks. So this is just completely working against him. In the end, right?
As Harper says, Zach is self-absorbed, and the selfie at the altar validated that.
That was so strange, so cringy.
It's bad. Zach, why do these people put these guys together? Yeah. Like, what were they thinking?
But so we end with her roaming the halls, and then we get this confusing preview for next week, where. They're being romantic on the basket, like a little picnic.
She's
stuff.
An Amber.
She's going to forgive him right away.
Yeah. But we also, if you guys are kind of keeping up with, news and whatnot.
Yeah.
They were just spotted in L.A. like not too long ago running errands together, all happy-go-lucky. So.
He might be doing it for the gram.
Well, if you find out there's some negative backlash to you, I don't know. But it's keeping us intrigued. I was excited that this episode we got some dirt stuff on right away, right? It's fantastic. Guys, we're running out of time. We got to rate the couples. Jonathan, are you ready?
I am.
Jonathan hates all the couples. Who are we starting with, buddy?
let's start with Jamie and Austin.
Jessica and Austin. Lanisha?
They're my 9. They're my only surviving couple. Come on.
I will give them an 8.
Can't hard. 9. My only surviving.
I will give them a 9 as well, Jonathan. Jonathan keeping track of all of our ratings.
Katie and Derek.
Stupendous producer. Katie and Derek, Ken.
I'm throwing them an 8 as well.
You think they're tied?
We're gonna see.
All right.
Nah. I give them a 6. Katie 6. And Derek, yeah.
TK.
Seven.
I'm giving them a 7 as well. Let us move on to Taylor and Brandon. TK.
A negative 1? 1. Wow. I give them a 1.
Really?
100%.
Lanisha.
Yeah, I gotta agree with my girl. 1.
I'm going with a 0.
Really?
We could go that low. Timeout.
We went that low last week.
The new guy breaking all the rules. I'm giving Taylor and Brandon a 4. To me, there's no way they're as bad as the other two. So I got to have something to go lower.
Okay.
I got to have something to go lower. Hit me with Mika and Michael, Anisha.
Okay. This is for my hope. I'm going to give them a 4.
Wow.
That 4 is my hope.
Wow.
Those M&Ms have melted.
That's a hashtag
I'm
somewhere.
Them a 2.
You're giving them a 2.
I'm giving them a 1, and that 1 is only melted.
I'm giving them a that 2 one. As well. I'm giving them a 2 as well. Is anybody giving Mindy and Zach higher than a 0?
I gave a 1.
Is that before you knew we could do 0?
No. They all hate Mindy and Zach together.
Huh?
They all hate Mindy and Zach together. So they ain't, nah.
What are you giving them?
Oh, Mindy and Zach a 1.
1?
I give them 2.
Really?
Yes, I'll give them 2.
You give Mindy and Zach higher than Taylor and Brandon?
Just because of them being spotted and out and about in LA.
Social media, you ruin everything. Yeah. I'm going to give them a 1, too. I'm going to give them a 1. And there we are. There we have it. There are the ratings. Jonathan's going to keep track of them. We'll flash them up at some point on the screen when we get a little bit more of a trend. Guys! It's heating up. I love this show. I love talking about it. I love talking with all of you guys, my wonderful panel. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're working on doing the live stream again because we want to do call-ins. We want to hear from you guys. Until then, we're working on it. Lanisha, where can they find you?
You guys, we're keeping up with your comments. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. Not Kanisha. Lanisha.
Get it right.
There you go.
And I'm Kenneth, not Lenneth.
Or Ben.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at Kenneth Ware.
I'm Takira Shabray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray.
Guys, thanks so much again for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic week. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Go on a nice date.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.